What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
City's on flame with rock and roll. Bow, bow.
Rock and roll, hoochie poop.
Hoochie poop on.
Rock and roll, hoochie poop on.
Rock and roll pooped on a lot of people.
Hey, kids. It's a Terry and Gads comedy show.
It's a show.
It's a show. Today on the show, we have our special guest, Flames, back in the studio.
Yes, we talk about snakes.
Ooh, lots of snakes. What else do we talk about?
Ant farms and...
Crazy Swedes.
Crazy Swedes.
Thanks for listening on a Friday.
Yeah. Owls scare pigeon.
Owls do scare pigeon.
Owls scare pigeon.
Hey, freaking out Friday. We're freaking out, and it's Friday here at the Terry and Gads Comedy Show. My name's Terry Guile. Across the table here is my darker friend. He's darker than me.
I am. I'm in the shadows. I am the shadow.
It's getting dark in here.
Shadow Gats.
It's getting dark in the Tagcast Studios.
It is. It's getting intimate is what it's getting.
Yeah.
This song is one beat a minute.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
One beat per minute? No.
Uh-huh. You can make a song any beats per minute. You just set where the beat is.
Okay.
See, one beat every minute, but they're playing how many beats a minute. No, I mean, how many notes in a beat. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
One note.
Right,
maybe.
We're kind of going, and this song would be like 1, 2, 3.
Are you talking about a major?
They're playing like 60 notes in a beat between each beat, right? So it's just, you know.
No.
No.
60 notes between each beat?
I could headbang to the beat like this, or I could headbang it with just...
How about, like, maybe so many notes per measure?
I don't know what's going on.
You guys...
Happy Friday!
We were freaking out for a second, but we tried to play this band and this song on Monday last week, but we had a technical glitch after the lightning storm that caused Gatch's recorder to go haywire for 5 minutes, so we missed the intro song, but we didn't even say anything because we didn't think you guys cared. See, now that's more than one beat a minute.
No,
that's about 260 beats per minute.
And
this one's for Hans.
Four.
I was telling him about the new Carcass, and he wasn't that impressed with their last release from the 90s, which was called Heartwork. They might have had another one since then, but it was more like what's going on right now in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Really melodic solos with lots of... vibrato on the world.
If something was 30 beats a minute and you have timed it, right?
Yeah.
But you played every note twice, would that be 15 beats a minute?
No. Beats per minute means beats in the measure, which, so if you have 4 beats per measure,
there has to be 4 notes.
It doesn't have to be if it's 4-4 or if it's 3-4 time. There are different time signatures. And so, say if you've got, like this one, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. So right there is 16 beats.
Mm-hmm.
And that only took me like 3 seconds.
And so there's no way to fit more than one note into one beat?
Note? Well, there's a lot of notes going on there. They're like... But it's still... Yeah. The beat goes from the drums, basically. Like one,
all right.
Two,
so you couldn't just hit a drum every minute?
You could go like one,
What if you just hit the drum every minute?
That'd be a boring song.
Unless you had a really good guitar player.
Mm-hmm. Like this guy. Listen how good he is.
Well, you're at a G3 concert. Remember when those were cool?
Oh, yeah. Vi, Satriani, and some guy
in Bay.
Yeah. Oh. Eric Johnson was one.
The Cliffs of Dover guy, yeah.
I have the video of Yngwie.
Was Blue Saraceno in there?
Yeah. Yeah, it was always Vi and Satriani, and then they'd switch out the other third guy. It's like the third tenor.
They should have threw Scott Ian in there. Who would you throw in
there? He can't play a solo to save his life.
Really? He's not a solo artist?
He's a rhythm guitar player.
Who's their elitist then?
Well, he just quit. It was Dan Spitz for the majority of the time.
Huh.
But now he's a professional watchmaker.
Mm. Wow. And that's good money.
Yeah. And then so he went to like Switzerland to this college because he probably had money to go to college to become a watchmaker and makes high-end watches. And then the guy who was playing lead for him just recently quit, and they've been having the dude from Shadows Fall fill in.
Wow.
Fall fill. But maybe they're looking for a lead guitarist to try out.
What are some other bands maybe that the rhythm guitarist takes the shine from the lead guitarist, like
Slayer?
James Hetfield, yeah.
Slayer.
Yeah. Well, Slayer has two lead guitarists, though, really.
Oh.
Basically, they trade off solos all
but
the time.
But Hetfield is different, too, because he's a frontman also as well, though, where Scott Ian kind of is, I guess, with his stage moves.
Maiden.
Yeah, but they're all three lead players, too. They play lead and rhythm.
Hmm.
There's some bands where one guy just, like AC/DC, Angus does not play. No, wait, he does. I've seen him play.
Isn't he the lead? I thought Malcolm was the...
Yeah,
Malcolm is the rhythm.
He never plays a lead.
He's the guy that does the thing.
Yeah, Malcolm. Malcolm's in the middle, and he does not play.
Does he write most of the riffs, though?
Malcolm?
Yeah,
the songs were always...
I wouldn't be surprised if he's, like, writes the three chords, and then...
The credits for the songs were always Young Scott, and Young Johnson, and why do they have to put it on every song?
Young Johnson.
Sounds
like Chinese gay porn.
Hey, you want to see Young Johnson? He's young, and he's hung, and he's got the Johnson.
Hey, have we announced our guest?
Ching Chang. Oh, wait, he's still here. I didn't even see him.
Flames helped us eat...
A.K.A. Young Johnson.
He helped us eat some pizza now, man. That was delicious. We had the Hawaiian, man, which I always love, man.
Oh,
they
yeah.
got a great cheese and a nice... They like that crispy edge on their ham.
And the grease was dripping off onto my plate, and I was lapping it up like a dog.
Ooh,
those little crunchy bacon bits.
Bacon bits. You got the crunchiest little bacon bits. Hey, it's Freak Out Friday.
Freak it out!
What are you doing? What are we doing tonight?
I'm going to watch some Jamie Lee Curtis Freaky Friday naked pictures.
Whoa. Nice.
Cool.
Isn't she naked in all her movies?
Is she a lesbian?
No.
No, she is not naked in all her movies.
And if she was a lesbian, I'd become one too.
I think you're thinking of a Gabor.
Ava Gabor.
I was thinking of a Gabor. I think her name was Zsa.
And Ava.
Ava. That's what we said. We're thinking
Ava.
We're thinking Ava Gabor.
Yeah.
Meow.
Yeah, I'm full.
She was always telling lies that were true, though, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Lies that were true?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wasn't she in True Lies?
Yes, she was.
With Arnold.
Arnold.
Did you know that Arnold Schwarzenegger...
That was a Tom Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Yeah. He only spoke 64 words in The Terminator.
I'll be back.
That was three of them.
Wait. How was that sick? Because he said it twice?
Yeah, I guess.
Give me your clothes.
Is that like, I'll be Beethoven?
Does that count total different words or total, like, scripted words?
It didn't say. It just said.
Stop. That's interesting either way.
Yeah, that's a little bit. He got a lot of money for saying 64 words.
Well, he was already world famous, though, too.
Shut up.
You know, from his weightlifting.
Oh, yeah, Mr. America.
Yeah.
And Conan.
And he was just personal enough to where he could cross over into action movies. Now, do you like
And he
Arnold?
Spoke so well, too.
I will do was movie for you, and I will speak American things.
I'm going to do a triangle right now, and we're going to do an on-the-spot little bracket. All right, Sylvester Stallone or Arnold?
To who? Either one of us?
Both of you.
Sylvester.
And...
Huh?
Arnold?
Oh, man, that's tough. Now I'm going to have to be the tiebreaker. All right, I'm going to go... Man, it's tough. I'm going to have to go Sly because I enjoyed Rambo.
Arnold.
What about, okay, we're going to go... let's go... I just had two right there on the tip of my tongue. Seagal, Steven Seagal versus Jean-Claude.
Seagal.
Claude.
Claude Van Damme would probably smoke a Seagal.
You know, in one of his first movies, I think in his first movie, he was credited as gay karate guy.
Jean-Claude Van
Yeah,
Damme.
He was just like an extra, but he just happened to be gay.
Oh,
the gay karate guy.
Pre-kickboxer?
Yeah, like karate guy number one, karate guy number two, and then it'd be like
gay karate guy. All right, cool.
When he was in pink.
I'm fat guy number six.
And I gotta go Seagal on that, too.
Seagal.
All right, you got, all right, how about Jet Li versus Jackie Chan?
Jet Li.
I'll say Jet, even though I don't really know a lot about him, but Jackie's so mainstream, and I don't know, and he's a pop star in Asia.
All right. This is going to be a tough one here. Chuck Norris or Bruce Lee?
Duh, Bruce Lee. I thought you were going to say Chuck Norris or... that other dude, Charles Bronson.
No, he's not really a martial artist, though.
No. He just kills people.
Yeah. No, he's an assassin.
Yeah. He's a vigilante.
But yeah, I'm going to go ahead.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I say no Chuck Norris. Bruce Lee wins.
Bruce Lee.
Yeah. That was kind of an obvious. All right, so you got Sly Stallone, who isn't a martial artist either.
Yeah, well, he is not a martial artist.
No, versus Seagal.
He's more of a martial...
A martyr.
More of a... just a... I don't know what to call it. He's not really an artist. He's just a...
He was just a tough guy action hero.
He just kind of scribbles a little
bit. Where was he from? He had an early porn movie. I heard that.
His brother Frank Stallone was a singer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, right. So you got...
Sly versus Seagal. Sly Seagal.
Seagal.
Yeah.
Really?
Seagal.
Seagal it is. All right, and you got Lee versus Lee.
Ooh.
Jet Bruce.
Definitely Bruce.
Ah, they call me Bruce.
All right. Bruce versus Seagal.
Bruce.
All right. One more. Bruce versus Brandon.
Bruce.
Oh, Brandon Lee and Bruce Lee. How about Bruce versus
Bruce.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Dude, I saw that movie as a child at the drive-in, and that fucking scene tripped my ass out.
Uh-huh.
He was so weird, tall-looking with his frizzy... black hair.
Well, that was pretty much, they just found the tallest guy that they could get in front of a camera, right?
Yeah, and just pretended like he was a martial artist as well.
Did they ever have that one guy that's always a villain? You know who I'm talking about? That tall, ugly goon. I think he was in Happy Gilmore? Like Octopussy, or he was an early...
Wasn't he in Happy Gilmore?
Jaws,
that's who I'm thinking of.
Ah.
You know who I'm talking about?
I don't yet.
Jaws.
You don't remember Jaws from James Bond?
Maybe.
The big ugly guy with
he's got like a really
got a square block head.
And he looks like he has a dent in his forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, he was in Happy Gilmore, wasn't he?
Yes.
With the mustache.
Yeah.
I know that guy.
Yeah, he was. Okay, so what was my question?
I have no
idea. Now that is my question.
Him against Bruce Lee? I don't know.
No, did Bruce Lee ever fight him? That was my question.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe in a dark alley. Dude, that show that we were watching before we came on the air here was tripping me out.
Clone High?
Yeah. I didn't know when you gave that to me, and I even heard a little bit of the audio. I didn't know it was a cartoon.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm like, what the? So you're telling me it's Abe Lincoln and Gandhi and
JFK.
Joan of Arc. And then so I thought it was a TV show.
You thought it was live action? When we were watching it, I was kind of trying to picture what it would be like live action. And even just to imagine that... that plot in a live action.
Did you know that, speaking of Gandhi, he once wrote a letter to his dear friend urging him not to go to war?
Yeah?
That friend of his was Adolf Hitler.
Really?
Adolf did not listen to Gandhi.
You know, Gandhi volunteered to go to war for his country twice.
Huh.
Oh.
Gandhi did?
So is there any...
He said he wasn't against violence. He was just against, you know, needless violence. He thought that you should rise up if your country called for you.
There's no Robert Kennedy on there, just JFK?
On what? I don't think there is. Genghis Khan is on there, Julius Caesar...
Cleopatra.
I think that was Dolly the clone sheep, right?
Yeah.
Or something like
Andy
that.
Andy Dick.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
And then that Butlertron is a nod to Mr. Belvedere. Because the kid on Mr. Belvedere, his name was Wesley.
So he calls everyone Wesley.
Right.
Wesley.
It's weird. Is that from like 2000s?
It's right around there.
Late 90s, I think it was.
Right around.
No, I'm talking
Belvedere
about Clone
was
High.
Like 87.
Yeah, I'm talking about that actual cartoon we were watching.
Yeah, I think it was early 2000s.
Bummer.
One season. But it's been good watching. You can watch it on YouTube. They have it like in, 10-minute chunks.
Ah.
Chunks.
10-minute chunks.
Yeah, I guess old Carlos Santana's been getting sleepy lately.
Oh, really? Is he in sleep now?
He fell asleep behind the wheel of his car in Vegas, crashed in his Fisker Karma sports car.
What's he doing driving? Como va?
He was looking for a black magic woman. Now, you know what a Fisker Karma is?
It sounds like one of his songs.
Oh, Fisker Karma, yo!
I don't know what one is.
Me neither. He hit two parked cars.
Renault.
This is just last Friday, a week ago. Nobody, including the musician, was hurt in the incident, but his all-electric vehicle was towed from the scene with its airbags.
I wonder if nobody's heard of it.
Fisker Karma electric sports car?
It's a Fisker's like it's a scissors?
No, Fisker with an E.
No.
Not a Fiskar.
Okay, so, yeah.
And he had bad karma with his electric sports car. Don't be fix her karma. I mispronounced it. She was all had bad karma. I'll fix her karma now.
Yeah, that's
rough.
Hey,
can you fix my karma?
I don't know, man.
I got to get my karma.
Driving? How old is he now?
He's only 66. That's not too
old. I just mean, should he be driving his own car because he's a huge celebrity?
Should he be driving his own karma?
He's got Rob Thomas money.
Oh, man. Oh, man, and oh, goodness.
Can you imagine the royalties they still pull off that goddamn song, probably?
Oh, yeah. I just forget about it.
That was like 99, too.
I heard Rob Thomas might be auditioning for Loverboy, too. I about got flames shoot.
You want a piece of my heart?
That song destroyed
going
his band.
Up his nose, it was coming out of his nose. How did it?
That song was so fucking. It was so fucking huge, successful that his band could never obtain that success, and you never heard from him again.
Yep.
It's just my theory.
Are any of you guys felons? You felon?
Meow.
Have you ever felon a hole?
I fell on black
bees. Have you ever been charged with multiple felonies? This is not an outing you.
I've been charged with multiple lacerations. What's that mean?
Justin Timberlake's aunt was charged with 127 felonies.
Does he have a whole farm of them?
I guess she got a
farm?
Felony farm.
No. Nice.
No, his mom's sister or something.
If I had a lot of money, I would move all my mom's sisters onto a farm and have an aunt farm.
Now, if you had to guess,
God.
On his aunt's farm, if you had to guess if someone was charged with 127 felonies, what do you think the crime would have been? That's a lot of fucking felonies.
Littering or...
Littering is not a felony, is it?
Oh, well, I was trying to think of something that would be 127 instances of a crime.
I would probably have to say selling probably prescription drugs.
Ooh,
having one plant per felony.
Nope.
Guns.
Good guesses, but all wrong.
Cow patties.
She forged 121 checks.
Wow.
Who did?
Justin Timberlake's aunt. Sorry, aunt.
Mm.
Of Justin's money?
No, she, let's see here. She's accused of forging 121 checks totaling more than $64,000 since 2011 when she stopped working for the family of Timberlake. He said she wrote herself checks, forging her brother Paul Harless's and sister-in-law Lynn's names and then cashed them and kept the money.
Mm.
Huh. Oh, so it was his dad's sister.
Yeah.
But she was, she was just forging names, trying to still collect a check from her past job with Timberlake, right?
Yeah.
My dad even knew anything.
And it's really Timberlake's stepdad, so.
Yeah.
But still, don't go forging my checks.
Don't go forging my checks.
I won't go forging your checks.
I
was
going to
go with
Warwick or something.
Kiki D.
Oh, Kiki D.
You remember Kiki D?
I was
going
to go with some, what's that, Leon, what's his name?
Russell?
Whoa.
Leon Russell?
Don't go breaking my stride.
Leo Sayer?
Yeah.
Leo Sayer.
What was he saying?
He sang really high. He sang really high.
He did.
Yeah, he did. He, what was that song?
He had a few hits.
Real famous.
You make me feel dancing. I want to dance the night away.
And there's another one, too.
Like dancing.
Wasn't there something about the sky or something?
Feel like dancing. Woo!
Something about the sky?
Yeah.
You set my sky on fire.
No.
Is that a song?
It's like, do you want to suck on my sky? Sky sucking blues.
That's all right. Quick, Bruce Lee or Jimi Hendrix?
Hendrix.
Jimmy. Yep. Jimi Hendrix.
I was talking about in a competitive horseshoe match.
Oh, well, then definitely Bruce Lee.
Jimi Hendrix. Still.
Jamie Hendrix. You know Jamie Hendrix?
Yes, wasn't he like the world's horseshoe champion?
He's a Hendrix remover. He's got a Hendrix remover.
You know, Jimi Hendrix, he didn't die, he just shaved off his head and became shorter, and he's Danny DeVito.
Old Hendrix never die, they just become Danny DeVito.
Oh, God.
Book two. Hey, I heard a guy making fun of another guy that said he was a billionaire because he only had $2 billion. He's like, $2 billion? Really? He's like, that's only like two more than I have.
That is true, though.
$2 billion. You shouldn't be bragging. That's but if you had $1 billion and you spent $10,000 every day, how long do you think that money would last you?
A long time.
How much?
$1 billion. And you spent $10,000 a day.
Oh, well, that'd be 300,000 days. Somewhere around there. About 1,000 years.
275 years.
Oh.
That was close. About 1,000 years. Is closer than
250 years?
275.
All right.
So if you cut that down to where it would be 27.5 years, move the decimal over one. That would
be 100,000 a day or 1 million a day?
I think it would be 100,000 a day.
Wow.
You could spend $100,000 a day and it would last you 27 years.
You'd only have like...
Okay.
$60,000.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, $50,000 a day, every day, 7 days a week.
I don't know.
I couldn't do it.
It'd only take you 3 days.
It would only take you 2 days to, like, buy a property. If you just ate a McDonald's instead of salmon caviar.
Or you could just bundle it up for the week and spend $700,000.
On prostitutes and coke.
Yes.
And then Monday you'll just have another 50 grand to do something with.
Yeah, exactly.
With.
That sounds like fun.
That's what Charlie Sheen lives.
Yeah.
Except for he has to save a little more, because instead of like $1 billion, it's more probably just like $3 million. So he has to save up for a couple months and then probably, gets a month of whores.
The sun went away again. It was sunny yesterday, on Thursday.
Sunny.
It was like 80.
Afternoon.
Did you guys get to go swimming outdoors anytime this summer?
Moody
no.
Blues?
But, yeah.
Like, did you get swim in a river or in a pool? Go swimming?
No, I swam in my...
did you guys fucking go swimming this year?
I swam in my bathtub.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Do you like to take baths, Flames? Or are you a shower guy?
Every once in a great while, I like to relax in the hot tub, but most of the time, I'm a shower guy.
Do you like candles or aromatherapy at all with the candle?
No.
Bubble bath?
No.
Bubble bath?
No. Just nice,
you put a little
hot.
Bit of lavender on your water, though, man. You'll be looking nice.
So if you
I don't have a jacuzzi, so I eat a lot of baked beans before.
Oh, whoa!
Hi-yo.
The water turns brown from your lose.
Let's make the water turn black.
That's
so when you take a shower, then, since you do that most often, are you like a quick shower guy in and out?
Yeah.
You don't like to waste water, or you just get bored in there?
Well, no, it's just...
I read.
Just quickly,
I read in the shower.
I laminate all my books.
Yep. I got laminated.
I laminate them page by page, and I just flip cards. I'm like, that makes
Yeah.
They get wet, doesn't matter.
Yeah, I just... they.
You should patent that, new wet books.
I put a shower curtain ring on each one, so I know what order they're in, and I just, like, flip the pages
I just
on the
put my
rod.
Candle in. I put my candle in a Ziploc. Oh, man. Yeah, so you guys didn't get to go. I went swimming in the river once this year and in the pool. But you know what I heard?
Cattle.
What?
That's right. Cattle and sheep, I heard. Both of those. But I also was told that when you go swimming in a river or a lake, it's estimated that you swallow as many viruses as there are people on Earth.
Yeah, in one lump
Very
of turd.
Very possible.
7 billion.
One in every 10 times you go swimming, you'll eat a turd.
Ah, I've done that, too.
I don't
it's weird, because I see it floating there, and I just am compelled
just
to
open your mouth and stick it in.
Like, I can't believe I just ate that turd, but it's the seventh time I went swimming.
Yeah, I just thought it was a twig.
The first six times are awesome, but every seventh time, I'm like, I don't want to go swimming. Like, why not? It's the seventh time I'm going to eat a turd.
I'm scared of that penis fish.
Ooh.
The do they have it?
Yeah, they're it's a shape. Swim up your...
Oh,
your
they're not fish. They're parasites.
Yeah, but they look like a little fish, and they swim up your pee hole, and then
like
it's like a barbed hook trying to get
Amazon
them out.
In the Amazon or somewhere over there, the Nile River, and if you pee off of a boat, these little parasites can swim up your pee stream out of the water into your pee and up into your penis.
Yeah.
And then they lay eggs in there, and then when you try to get them out, they're like backward barbed hooks, and they
I have the same fear with snakes when I'm peeing in a toilet, that a snake is going to be able to climb up my urine stream.
That would have to be a huge snake.
Wow.
Are you guys afraid of snakes a little bit?
I don't like snakes.
This summer, a friend who was working on our car found about a 3-foot bull snake, no bullshit on that one, and he could hold it up like that, and it was almost touching the ground. It was about that big around in
Those
the
things
middle.
Are fucking, they get big, man.
They do. Here's a crazy fucking
or a
snake
non-python.
Story. Python. Since we stumbled onto a snake.
Ah!
In Brookhaven, New York, an animal control officer was discovered with 850 live snakes in his garage, with also tarantulas, turtles, and other little things.
Little things.
I don't know. I just.
So is this an assortment of exotic animals?
He was given tickets for possession of 2 6-foot Burmese pythons. They can grow to be about 20 foot long, and they're illegal to own in New York without a permit. And then he was also ticketed for illegal possession of, get this, alligator parts.
Ooh. Alligator parts?
Yep. He's making them is what he's doing.
He's
making alligators, and so he collects parts. And I'm just kidding. But he has 2 vans in his driveway with vanity plates. One said Snake Man, and the other one said Snake.
Snake.
He went on medical leave from his come on, Bob. Tom, shut up. Over Brookhaven job in May on grounds of carpal tunnel syndrome from stroking his snakes, apparently. No, most of these animals were owned illegally or owned legally and seemed to be healthy, but they said it was grotesque. I've never seen this many reptiles in one area.
Ooh.
It seems I've seen a lot of reptiles in one area, and I haven't even seen a lot of snakes. But, man, I watched Indiana Jones, and there was a lot of snakes in that one area.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I just heard a story about Beaverton in Oregon. A guy found a 5-foot python in his garage just randomly.
Now, would that
scare you? Would that scare you if you're just out looking for some jumper cables or some shit? And
that would freak me out.
If that was in Rivers Cuomo's garage, do you think he'd feel safe?
Rivers Cuomo?
Yeah, in his garage,
Who's
he feels
Rivers
safe.
Cuomo? Oh, Weezer. Okay. Yep.
Unless there's a 6-foot Burmese python in here.
Was his name Rivers?
Yeah, Rivers Cuomo.
So River Phoenix was a river.
Uh-huh.
And Rivers
is a Rivers.
Wow.
Rivers.
That'd be cool if they would have started.
He's also a Cuomo.
Because River Bottoms. Cuomo. River Bottoms was a musician, you know. That's how they started.
Was he related to Roddy Bottoms?
No, he was related to Joaquin Bottoms.
Joaquin Bottoms.
And Summer Bottoms. That's their original real last name, River and Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Their name is Bottoms.
But there is Roddy Bottoms,
nice.
Too. But I don't
think he's
that
the gay keyboardist
name.
From Faith No More.
I don't think that's his real name.
That's because his rod's always bottoming out.
Uh-oh.
I got Rod in my bottoms. Roddy Bottoms.
I thought his bottom was just rotten.
No, it was
all Roddy.
No, it was
rotten.
Full of rods.
Yeah, I get it now.
He's like, I'm gay. I got a Roddy bottom.
Oh.
What do you do? You got to put rods in it. Want to put yours in mine? Do you think if a whole bunch of fat people were on one flight that it would make the airplane get less gas mileage?
Yes, it probably would.
Because I swear, the windstorm we were having on Sunday when I was driving my van, I think I got shittier gas mileage because I was going against extremely upscale
winds.
Upscale. Whatever the fuck. It was like 30 mile an hour winds, and they're coming against me, and I'm trying to drive, and I'm like having to put the pedal to the metal just to go 65, and it was just like, is that a factor? It's going to cut down on your gas?
Oh, I'm sure it would, yeah.
I think there's probably a maximum efficient weight ratio per, you know, compared to the plane, to where probably if you're over one side of that extreme, you're probably getting less. And if you're under that side of the extreme,
right.
Kevin Smith was once kicked off a plane for being too fat.
Because he couldn't get in one seat?
And they said that he's... No, they
he's
said
lost
that he's
weight
too
since
big.
Then, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, it was Southwest, I think, that did that to him.
Hmm.
They said that he was too
Bastards.
Big to be flying.
Well, no offense to you, but, Gatch, it says an Indian airline, which I think is not your kind of Indian.
Uh-huh,
they only hire skinny women,
so
they save up to $500,000 a year in fuel.
Wow.
By hiring only skinny women for airline stewardesses. Now that, I think, is...
That's weightism.
Isn't it? Weightism. That's like someone with a bad speech impediment saying weightism.
But at the same time, you can't... You can't work on a sub if you're 8 feet tall.
No,
a submarine?
You can't. It would be very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's no headroom.
Yeah, it's made for short people.
Mm-hmm. I think the
short people
like,
got no reason.
Short
to
people
live.
In the Navy went on boats.
Yeah,
underwater.
Short people in the Navy went on boats.
So that's why
underwater.
It's so safe. That's why if you want your safest route in the military and you're tall, you go into the Navy.
Yeah, that way you'll never get put on a submarine.
Yep, and if you're short,
unless you're on torpedo status.
If you're short, you get go into the Air Force because you can't see over the wheel.
Owl scare pigeon.
I'm scared.
Owl scare pigeon.
What is Al doing? I haven't seen Al scare pigeon for a while.
Al scare pigeon Menta. Owl scare pigeon.
Did he ever move to Aussie land?
I don't believe he did.
Wait, he was going to Australia, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Owl scare pigeon.
Owl scare
All right,
pigeon.
I got a personal question for you guys.
I'm just going to keep saying owl scare pigeon.
Would you guys rather
owl scare
fall
pigeon.
In love with someone who has done hard time in prison for triple murder or fall in love with someone who is a member of a bizarre religious cult?
Someone who has done hard in prison? What'd you say?
Would you rather fall in love with someone who has done hard time in prison for a triple murder?
Oh, I love those people.
Or someone who is a member of a bizarre religious cult?
I'd say the bizarre religious cult, because I could probably talk them out of it or join, whichever way I felt. But if they were like a triple murderer, unless, you know, it depends on the circumstances.
You'd always be looking behind their
maybe,
back.
Maybe someone was killing their family, so they murdered three people.
Exactly.
And then the tables got turned by a shitty, expensive lawyer who said, you're going to jail for murder because you were defending your family. Wasn't self-defense after all. Who knows? That's a good question, though.
Because once you take the bat from him, you can't hit him with it.
That's right. Unless you hit him hard.
All right, let's say you're at each other's house.
I'm at each other's house.
You're at Flames' house, or Flames is at your house, and you guys are taking, you guys just got done having a blumpkin there.
With each other?
No.
Oh, thank God. Okay,
whoever you picture.
With our wives, of course, or our mistresses.
And there's no toilet paper. Would you use a hand towel from your friend's house or a newspaper?
I would use her tongue.
Oh!
Duh, bitches, while you're down there, just rim it out. If it's going to be a scat fetish, you might as well take it to the rim.
That's true. You don't know, you might pinch off to where you don't have any residue anyway on a blumpkin.
Yeah, you might just go explosive, not diarrhea. Like, have you ever had like...
Just might have a square end.
That opened me up so wide, my turd wasn't even tapered.
It was one of those you thought it was solid, but it ends up being
diarrhea. What if Bob and Tom just went...
What about a diuretic blumpkin? Would there be splashback for her?
That makes your eyes water even if you're not laughing.
You guys are cracking me up.
I'll crack you off some. Hey, I got a new... Let me get myself together here. We've covered crazy Floridians, crazy Oregonians, crazy Canadians, and the other day, crazy Carolinians. We're going for the crazy Swedes. Crazy Swedes today. I've got three crazy stories about three crazy Swedes. It's a good one. You're going to like this from Gothenburg, Sweden. A Swedish barber was caught at an airport with crocodile packed in a cardboard box. He said he bought the animal, believing it to be a lizard. The judge disagreed. The district court fined the 30-year-old and offered a forfeiture of the crocodile. They said, seeing the crocodile, there's no way it could be mistaken for a lizard. They can grow to be 15 feet long. It was a Nile crocodile.
Oh, nice.
And he was just trying to take it on the plane. It was a little one.
Nice.
But, you could think it was some kind of just... You know, because there's lizards of all kinds. You know?
The species was almost hunted to extinction by the mid-20th century, but its numbers appear to have bounced back thanks to fuck crocodile.
You'd have to be really naive, I guess, to be convinced that crocodile was just like a pet lizard.
Yeah, have you heard of the Fuck a Crocodile Foundation? That's what brought their numbers up. They just set up dates for crocodiles. Fuckacroc.com.
Yep. Yeah, and there's crocfinder.com.
Yeah,
the croc hounds.
Crochound.com.
Crocky.
Cougarcroc.com.
Hi, Craigie.
Some crocs.
And there's
old.
Crocs and Crocs. Have you checked out that one where they wear crocs?
And meetcrocpeople.com. Black people meet, that's what it was. Oh, it's crocmeat.com. Crocmeat.com. The crocodile was a long way from being full grown, and he was packed in a cardboard box with his jaws taped shut. So that's cruel and rude. So that was the least amazing story. Here's another one from Arbus, Sweden. You ever seen that show, Arbus? You got any gum? Hey, people living near a theater where organizers say they will hold Sweden's largest swinger party. The people in that neighborhood said that event shouldn't happen in their neighborhood. It's a theme party themed to Stanley Kubrick's 99 film Eyes Wide Shut, which contains a scene depicting a masquerade orgy. And
underground sex club.
The Arbus Theater The swinger club group Club Adam and Eva is hosting the party. 425 people are expecting to be there, all fucking each other. It costs 650 kroners, which equals, which is funny to
say. Old people, you got to ring 650 old people?
No, it's $106 American money.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not illegal. But they don't want it in their area.
Those are typically couples-only functions, though, right? They don't just, like, let single men into orgies.
Yeah.
I don't think that really happens.
And this is a weird statement. I don't understand this. There's a quote from Robin Carlson, the theater's owner. If someone rings me and says, hello, I want to buy 300 tickets, I'm not going to say, and who will you be sleeping with? I'm not
allowed.
That's
true. They rented the place, right?
Yeah.
So they can do whatever they want.
It's 2013, after all. How can people be scared of other people shagging? All right, and here's the topper.
Groovy, baby.
Here's the topper. Back to Gothenburg, Sweden.
All right.
Just the other day, a Swedish man who was apparently drunk was arrested for urinating on the fruit in a grocery store.
Ah.
He entered the supermarket and stumbled into the produce section where he began peeing on a pile of apples and oranges. A store employer said the fruit was worth 700 kroners. It was about $110 worth of fruit. It was just pissed away.
I don't know anything about this chronologically.
We've heard of it now. I didn't know that that was their currency.
Kroners.
It's currently their currency.
It's crawdad tails is what it is.
I'll give you 700 kroners for that pile of pissy fruit. The store security held the man down while police responded to the scene, and he was charged with vandalism. So these people in Sweden...
Is that where you drive a van around?
Yeah, and you pee on fruit.
Vandalism?
He was in a van, and he was delisming everything. So people are pissing on fruit.
Delisming.
It's when you delism things in a van.
I've been to Sweden before. I went on a fishing trip over up in Sweden. I did some fishing there, and you know what? It's weird.
You studied fishing?
You know what's weird about going fishing in Sweden?
Sweden?
Yeah.
Is that a mix between Sweden and Switzerland?
Yeah.
Sweden.
Sweden. It's a land. It's Sweden. That's
okay.
What they call it there.
What's the funny thing about fishing in Sweden?
Dude, their fish are made out of gummy.
Oh, Swedish fish.
Gummy. Yep.
That's right. Little known fact.
Mm-hmm. And they're all red.
Red.
Huh.
But yeah, you boil them up with a little bit of butter. They're really good.
Ooh.
You just got to get the skin off of them.
Anything's better if you can butter them up.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Especially fried butter. Have you ever had fried butter?
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's kind of fattening.
Yeah? But how did it taste?
Pretty good.
Like butter?
Like butter.
It wasn't just like a solid butter ball, though. It was like whipped and airy butter.
Coffee talk.
No, it was just...
It's like butter.
It's just regular butter.
Call us up. It's 555-4444. We'll talk. You know that card you gave me that had, I think it was those, the latest episodes of The Wire and...
Yeah.
And the Clone High that I couldn't watch. So that's a 2 gigabyte little card, right? And the other one you gave me
maybe
was
four.
An 8.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, the 2 is in the Tascam, and that was an 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in 1980, a 2.5 gigabyte disk drive was the size of a refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
And it cost $40,000.
Dude, in 1994, my...
$40,000 for a 2.5 gig...
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
In 1994,
what the fuck?
I paid $1,700 for a computer that could hold a CD.
Yeah.
That was all it could hold. It had 764 megabytes of memory.
Was it a floppy disk?
A hard drive. Yep.
Really?
No, I think it was a 3.5. It had the 3.5. And it was an early CD. It was in 94. So, you know, CD-ROMs were around.
Yep.
But it was absolutely the worst time to buy a computer, though, because it was right before Windows 95. I remember that.
Windows 95. I never even had a computer until 2003.
Wow.
2003.
And is it 2003 or is it just 2003?
It's 2003. No, it's 2003.
And is that a Fortnite?
Or it's 2003. 2003.
Element 0, please.
Nah.
Element 0P.
I would go 2013.
2003. We were talking about
2013.
We were talking about 2003.
I would go 20.
You jumped a decade on us.
I would
dude.
Go 23.
That's
a scary number, bro.
23.
That was probably about the same time that
the same time?
It's probably how long has it been? You know, it was 23 years ago that movie came out.
What movie?
23.
No.
What do you think they'll do on the 23rd anniversary of that movie?
Yeah.
Release it in 23 cities for a limited time of 23 hours.
Ooh.
In 23 minutes.
Did you know on the last Friday the 13th, a doctor set a world record by delivering 13 babies in the 24-hour period?
But the movie was only an hour and a half long, wasn't it?
What?
The last Friday the 13th.
I changed the subject.
Oh.
I don't know.
No, you're talking about the last Friday the 13th movie?
No, just the other couple of weeks ago. The actual
day.
He was being funny.
All right, yeah. He delivered how many babies?
13.
That's the world record for most babies delivered in a day?
Well, no, it's his record. I shouldn't say, I don't know if it's world, but it's his record.
Because has anybody ever had,
that's
has
a
any
lot of
mom
kids.
Ever had 13 babies at once?
That's a lot of children.
I don't know. I know there's
eight.
Been like nine, too.
Nine? Nine's the most you've heard of? What about you, Flames?
I haven't heard of a 10 tuplet.
Have you ever heard of 10 babies being born at once?
That's a lot of kids at
that's
once.
One that's one for every toe.
That is a family. Bam! That's Tax City, man.
Bam!
Bam! Insta-broke.
Insta-bam.
Insta-broke.
That's like
for at least a year.
At least a year.
Well, yeah, then you get to claim them all on your taxes. And then you got, you know, you're claiming
you're
12.
You're save $1 million a year that it's going to cost to raise those buggers.
Oh, probably.
Buggers.
It'd be probably because it's that would only be $100,000 per child. It takes way more than that to raise one child, right?
Blam.
About $180,000 to $200,000.
Yeah, so it'd be $2 million to raise 10 babies.
Holy shitballs. Don't do it, kids. Keep that, wrap that rascal.
That's why you gotta split them up.
That's right.
One with each woman so they can support them individually.
Speaking of not having kids, these people were born on this day.
All right. Let me guess. Judge Reinhold.
What's your guess? Whose birthday is it today? It's the 27th of September.
I'm going to say Liberace.
I'll give you a hint. He's 70.
Chevy Chase.
Okay, it's not his birthday, but he might
Andrew
be
Lloyd Webber.
Man, you guys are all so close.
Bill Murray.
Randy Bachman from BTO.
Oh!
And the guess who?
Randy Bachman's not around
I know
anymore.
That guy. He's
yeah,
all
he is.
Like...
He's not dead, is he?
Randy Bachman.
No, I'm thinking of Randy Newman.
Randy Bachman was the lead singer for
BTO.
Oh, I thought he was the lead singer for
Bachman Turner Overdrive.
The guess who?
No, the lead singer was Burton Cummings.
Oh, that's right.
He got burnt and he was coming.
Wow, that'd be a weird thing. And you're pooping at the same time?
Yeah.
Right.
So Randy Bachman shares a birthday with our favorite food of the rock world. Meatloaf.
Twinkie. Meatloaf.
Twinkie.
That was close.
Meatloaf.
Twinkie's birthday is tomorrow.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
You know, he would do a lot of things.
I'm going to say he's about 67.
But he wouldn't do that.
I saw him in a movie when I was a kid.
62.
He was in a movie called Roadie. Remember that?
Roadie.
I remember him in the movie...
The Pick of Destiny.
Rock a whole picture show.
You guys were both very close, but both very wrong. Flames was closest. He's 66 today. Also a good friend, an old friend, and a good friend. And I don't see him enough anymore. He used to work at the gas station across from the jam room there. And he
Steve Carlisle.
Nope, immortalized in a void picture at the Venetian Theater, moshing all by himself. Yep. Nate Horn, that's right. Happy birthday.
I shotgun beers with that mofo one time.
Yep, and him and Derek Terrell used to be really good friends, and Derek rolled his Audi last weekend. Damn you, Derek.
Audi!
He said, "Ouch." Audi. He got out and said, "Audi." That hurt. I said, "I thought you had an innie." He's like, "No, it was an Audi."
I used to have an Audi, but I pushed it in.
Now it's like, every once in a while, it pops back out.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a chin until my dad pushed it in.
Oh!
Trying to grow a chin. That's a Frank Zappa song. Hey, check out our other podcast. It's called the Zappa Tagcast. And it's at zappacast.com. I think the current episode up right now is for the album Baby Snakes, live record of Frank Zappa's. We'll be doing some more in the weeks to come. But we got to get some money from you guys.
Mm-hmm. Did you know the Nintendo started in 1889? The company started in 1889 and they sold carts.
I don't believe you.
Yep.
Nintendo?
Yes.
Nintendo was
1889?
Yeah, it wasn't a video game company.
But oh, they're from...
Before, yeah, after they sold carts and before, like, in the 40s and 50s, they owned, like, Love Hotels and stuff like that, a chain of Love Hotels in Japan.
Yeah.
Love Hotels. Oh, yeah. We call them
Have you ever heard of the Love Hotels over there?
Love Hotel.
Love Hotels.
No, they have, like, handcuffs on the... they're like little love dungeons.
Handcuffs aren't love.
No, they're like little...
If she wants to leave, you should let her. I just handcuffed the bed, taped her mouth shut, put her favorite CD on, and slammed the door. I'll be back in 5 hours, bitch.
They understand that sometimes you just want to go to a hotel just to have kinky sex.
Yeah, duh. We rent by the hour here at the No-Tail Motel.
Have you ever thought about renting the car wash out by the hour?
For sex?
Yeah, for people who are into water play.
Water? That's...
Or maybe soap play.
You mean foul play?
You know, there could be pictorials, like, underneath a car wash thing, right?
Could be.
Yeah.
But it never crossed my mind, to be honest with you.
All right.
Have you?
What?
Ever thought about renting out the car wash for, like, water play?
No, I haven't.
You must have just thought about it because you asked me.
I know, but I had already forgot by the time the conversation was over.
Oh, okay.
Flames, where are you going to next? Where's your next stop on your promotional tour? You're promoting a book, right?
Where will you be performing? And appearing in the near future.
Probably
in your living room?
Yeah, in my living room.
Okay, we have an open mic at Flames House on Tuesday after the bowling tournament. Oh, wait, that's tomorrow.
Oh, that sounds fun, dude. Yeah, fun. So what's the average these days?
Not very good.
You're
doing Lakeshore lanes or what?
Yeah.
134.
Yeah, my high game.
Let me guess your high game, 211.
No.
229.
No, my high game?
189.
My high game is
when you get really high and go, whoa. So you should get
I'm
high
not talking
often.
All the time. I'm talking recently, this year.
Oh, recently. Highest one recently is...
last 90 games.
That was three bowls deep. That was my highest
223.
Game.
223. See, I was close to the 211.
211
handicap, it was a 295.
Hey, don't be calling me handicap.
Your handicap was 295?
Yes, sir.
And that's added to your 900, right? So if you bowled a 605 in three games, you would have been perfect.
Too much math.
Right?
Bag bowled a 300 last week.
You did?
Bag did.
Oh.
Douchebag.
Nice.
What'd you go to Baghdad for?
Is that league play?
And bowled a
let me get this straight. You have a handicap of 295. Now that's a series, right?
No, that's my handicap game total. That's with my handicap and my pins. So I had like I don't know what I got for extra handicap on that. See, what they do is they take
I thought you just get 295 pins.
They take your scratch score, which is just your regular score, and then you have a set number of pins that they add on to that for the handicap to make everybody even.
Yeah, but where do you add your 295 on? Is that on your series?
No, that was the actual handicap game. That was with my scratch.
Oh.
That was my 223 with my handicap.
I gotcha.
My 223 was my scratch.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So if you would have got a 228, bam, you would have had a 300.
I would have had a 300 in league play. But it's...
And you would have got a ring for that?
No. I have to shoot a true 300.
All right. How have you been doing Eno Monte Carlo?
No. Huh. I'm not good enough yet. I got to get used to these new lanes.
What?
I don't know.
Every lane's the same, man.
Oh, no.
Yes, it is.
Oh, no way.
Every lane is the same. They're all made out of wood.
Oh, no, they're fake now.
All balls are the same.
They're fake now. The lanes are fake.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean? They're not there?
They're not real wood lanes anymore.
What do you mean they're not real?
They're plastic, pretty much.
They're plastic?
Yeah, well, they're fake lanes. They're not.
So you're telling me I'm bowling on Tupperware dishes?
You're bowling on Tupperware dishes. And
nope, you're bowling on Prego.
Prego.
Have you ever...
Prego.
No, that's...
You're bowling on spaghetti sauce.
That's at least real wood.
Would you consider traveling around to go bowling?
What's that?
Would you consider traveling around to go bowling to different states and stuff?
If I was good enough.
Oh, would you ever go bowling in Columbine?
That was a fucking awesome response.
All right, so you're there. What do you have? Your own ball?
I do.
Are you a baller?
What kind of weight are you talking about?
16 pounder.
15, because it,
you drilled out a pound
actually,
of holes.
No, it's a 15.5 because it's a 16-pound ball.
And then they drilled out the holes.
They drill the finger holes, and yeah. They plus, then I have fingertips in them. So,
do you have a rosin bag?
I do not.
Why don't you use a rosin bag?
Because I don't.
It sounds like someone's last name.
Will you agree, Jeffrey Rosenbag? Would you agree to this bowling tip I'm going to give people everywhere right now, Flames, that never eat your fries with your bowling hand?
That's probably one of the best ones you can give somebody.
Uh-huh.
Never eat with your bowling hand.
Yep.
Or wipe your ass.
Because you'll never get that grease off of there, will you?
You can wipe your ass.
You'll never get that grease off of there.
Yeah, and it makes it really hard. You have to hold your ball harder. When you have to squeeze your ball, you can't. You don't have the control.
When you get that three finger grip on your ball.
Yeah, I usually hold my ball longer with my hand underneath it before I release it.
Does anybody in your league roll with a two-finger release?
Yeah, one of the guys on my team.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got balls.
Every once in a while, I'll bowl two-finger because sometimes I can't get a ball to react on the lane the way I need it to.
When you're going for that 4-7 split?
So I'll go. It's if I can't get my ball. My ball's it's not polished. It's sanded.
So it
grips.
You're not supposed to doctor the ball, dude. That's illegal in baseball.
No.
I can't get my balls to react with just a three-finger grip sometimes either.
Yeah.
There's a line from a Tina Turner song.
Gotta use all five.
You know, need another hero?
What's love got to do with it? No, there's a line in that song that says,
The touch of your skin
makes my balls react. I think she says pulse, but if you listen closely, she said balls that day. I think
it
makes my balls react. I don't know, but I could picture
her having a set of balls.
Oh, she's got some Ike's balls
in
her purse.
Dude, she's still, if you look at her legs, if you are a leg man, and I'm not really a leg man, she's got some fucking legs.
Yeah,
still.
She's probably got a few set of balls there.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably got anal.
They're iron, though, you know that. They're iron balls.
She could probably tear us all in half.
They're like those balls that you see on an executive's desk.
She got beat by a tough black man for many years. You know she can handle some abuse and probably get
I mean, when she performs, she looks like she's a weightlifter.
Yeah.
She keeps in shape,
and all
man.
She's doing is lifting that microphone.
Yeah. What's drugs got to do with it?
I'm not too sure. Man, it's been getting chillier outside at night. I'm glad.
I better get my spoon.
For chili? It's hot chili. Hot chili.
Hot chili.
No, cold chili.
He's gone tonight.
Dude, cold chili's the worst. You ever been out camping and like not had a thermometer and like wonder, God, I wonder
every
how
time I go camping, I don't take why would I take a thermometer if I'm going camping?
So you'd know how cold it was.
In case you got sick and you needed to take your temperature anyway.
Yeah, or you might like
a big outdoor
I just stick it up my ass, and then I see if I got 97.8.
Stick it in the back of your pants and fart on it.
I heard an old wives' tale that if you need to know what the temperature is, you just count the number of cricket chirps in 15 seconds and add 37.
Is that from, like, Louisiana or something?
No, it's from anywhere.
What if the crickets have died?
Exactly.
If there's no crickets chirping, you obviously can't do it. But if you hear crickets chirping, okay, you count the number, and it just can only be one cricket.
Oh, what? How would you know?
Well, if sometimes you're outside and you hear just a lone cricket.
Okay.
Cricket.
How many frog croaks?
And you're going, where is that fucker at so I can step on him?
I just hope he keeps going for 15 seconds so I can find out how cold it is outside.
Why don't you just ask him?
Because if they're going, ricket, 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 it's way warmer if they're just going, ricket. Or do they say ricket or cricket?
I don't think they say either.
They're rubbing their legs together.
They say,
is what they're That was crazy. I'm trying to smoke some weed over here.
What's your guys' favorite 311 song?
Don't have one.
I have to go with Mr. Guile on that one.
Huh. Do you like 311?
I don't know, but he says his favorite song is Mr. Guile.
You've never heard that one? It's an awesome song. I don't like 311, but they have a great song that I don't like. But I just like the title of it. It's not about me, but it says my name.
Yeah.
Goes,
I'm
Guile,
not a big fan.
I'm trying to be punk, but I'm a little bit reggae. I got two singers.
Or
none
did
of
they
us
get
quite that good.
Was that their entire sound, though, or did they get Chumbawamba'd?
I have Chumbawamba'd.
You know where they that one track that doesn't sound anything like any of their other music?
Huh. I don't think
you know,
so.
Quite frankly, almost.
I've unfortunately heard a few 311 songs, and yeah, they're all like that shitty. It's reggae-ish, new rock kind of stupidness.
Is there a yeah, like good band with three in there? You got 311, Third Eye Blind, Seven Mary Three.
Getting worse as we go.
Three
Blind Mice.
Yeah.
Three Little Pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Three
tenors.
3 Men in a Tub.
The Three Amigos.
3 Minute Work. 3 Apples.
3 Amigos is a
Guinnesses.
Funny fucking movie.
You know the 3 apples that changed the world?
Apple iPhone, the Apple iPod, and the Apple computer.
Nope. Adam's Apple, the Newton's Apple, and Steve Jobs' Apple. And did you know why the apple has a bite out of it?
Why?
So you know it's not a cherry.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner here in flames, so they don't think it's a cherry. How'd you know that, Mr. Jobs? I mean, Mr. Cornette.
What, you can't take a bite out of a cherry?
I play Million Second Quiz.
Oh, and that was one of the questions?
Yes, sir.
You watched that?
Nice job.
That was a weird
and
fucking
I would have loved to have been on that show.
Yeah, but that was a weird show, man.
It seems like it's all about newer and.
Well, it was all about fucking studying overnight and paying attention to the news.
Watching a lot of news.
They would ask you quiz from the previous day's fucking news events.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good.
All I got to say is about that, though, Flames, is why so Syria?
I don't understand why they're declaring war on syrup. I love syrup. They should not bomb it. It's the bomb.
What's in Hans's CD player?
They won't just bomb it. They'll Obama it.
Why do they got an Obama syrup?
Hans's.
What's in Hans's CD player?
Hans's.
Hey, Al. What's going on, buddy?
Al Scare Pigeon. It's like Two Sheds Glen. Al Scare Pigeon.
Scare Pigeon.
Dude, that's his Indian name.
Hey.
I'll give it to him.
Owl Scare Pigeon.
Me, Owl Scare Pigeon.
I wish I knew his number.
I am a small horse. Okay, and Hans' CD player today a band that I've heard of and he talks about, and I tried them once, like a Charleston chew. I tried it once, didn't really like it.
You don't like Charleston chews?
No, they're all right. They're just
you gotta
little...
freeze them and then chop them up and then blend them up and then make it edible.
Maybe that's what you have to do with Solitude Eternus, the band that Hans is listening to today. You got to freeze them, chop them up into little pieces, and stick them in your ear holes.
And then melt them.
This was last week that he was listening to Downfall, the album by Solitude Eternus, but we missed his call or his text last week, so we're doing double shots today. What? Hans, are you fucking kidding me? You guys would not guess this. I don't even know.
Okay.
I recognize the name.
Elton John.
Didn't know she was a singer.
Okay. Oh, wait. Okay, I got this because,
You don't have anything. You ain't got shit.
I got Molly Ringwald.
Both kind of out there enough to be considered close. Susan Tedeschi.
Who?
Susan Tedeschi.
He said it right.
All right.
Who the fuck is Susan Tedeschi? I've heard the name. I have no clue. Now, okay.
Well, Susan, you're Tedeschi.
See if you can Google it quicker than I can Google my butthole. Because I come up with like...
Uh-oh.
Flames is out of here now. He's listening to the album called Back to the River by Susan Tedeschi.
Take me back to the river.
Oh, you know the song, obviously. He said, rock on, you slugs of luckiness.
She's a soul singer born in the 70s.
Soul
singer.
She's born in the 1970s.
Shaft.
I know that Hans has soul.
Oh, she's associated with the Derek Trucks band.
Oh, that's why you like it, because you burnt me a Derek Trucks CD one time, you lucky slug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is it? What kind of band is it?
Blues.
Blues.
Derek Trucks band? He's an Allman Brothers guitarist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
Now, I whipped out my penis.
Lang or Kenny Wayne Shepherd?
I whipped out a classic last night on my turntable. It's a double live album, and it's called
Yes!
Various Artists.
Oh, Alternative Tentacles.
California Jam 2. From 1976.
Oh, the Beach Boys, Jan and Dean.
Ted Nugent, Hart, Frank Marino, and Mahogany Rush.
Mahogany Rush.
Frank
Marino, that's right. And so I thought Hans might appreciate some Frank Marino. I may be incorrect, but I am not.
You know who else had an inkling for Frank Marino?
Cock Jockington.
And Don...
Cockington.
Don Thorpe.
Oh, he liked Frank Marino?
Yeah, he used to, when I remember going right around 93, we were driving along in the woods drunk. I was in Yukon Jack.
This sounds like a good story.
And he was, three hunters in the woods driving drunk.
Okay. Wait,
only one of us was driving. And then, anyway, he was playing me some Y&T. From that album, right? Black Tiger?
Probably.
And he had some Frank Marino and some April Wine in there. And
wow.
He was trying to give me leads into some guitarists. But I never did really...
guitarists or just rhythm guitarists?
Well, just guitarists
some
and stuff
leads
that
into-
he... Music that he enjoyed.
Yeah.
I did check out Y&T and I remember enjoying that, but, it's kind of dated.
Yeah.
A little
bit. It's
kind of
like Sammy Hagar-ish.
Yeah, and then, but it had some good riffs, but I never really did check out too much Frank Marino. He seemed more like a soloist.
Yeah.
Kind of like he did more,
he liked to play with his
gratuitous.
Teeth.
Gratuitous.
He would play with his teeth at times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Not just play with them, but like play the guitar with them. So, what do you got for, Jock Talk today? You got any Jock Talk for us?
Yeah.
All right, this next segment we like to call Jock Talk, or
Hey, let's get ready to Jock Talk.
I like to call it Joke Cock.
Great Britain Packers lost to the Cincinnati Bungles this last week.
All right, I heard that Great Britain was favored to win.
They were.
They had too big of a bowl pack, I think.
Mm-hmm,
Great Britain Packers against the... Cincinnati Bundle, those bungholes. Those tiger asses, I think.
Yeah.
This has been Jock Talk.
Jock Talk.
With Dustin Gatchel. I think we've about exhausted that whole fucking...
Hey.
What? Hey. Shanaynay.
Hey.
Hey. How you girls doing? Ain't nothing but a thing.
Pull the rug out from under someone.
I do.
All right.
I did that to my cat last night. Fucking bitch. What else you got? This is a good... This is called... Life Tips with Gatch.
Uh-huh. Moan and groan frequently.
Oh, yeah.
When you go to an ice cream shop, have them name all their flavors and then order vanilla.
Ice cream?
Nice.
I've never been to an ice cream shop.
Ice cream?
Ice cream shop. Come on and get our intestinal secretion shop. Intestinal secretion cream. Ice cream shop.
When your coworker asks if you like his new haircut, cough.
I don't know. He's your coworker. Why don't you ask him? Rickyism. Okay, give us one more, and then we'll get out
the womb. Stop as soon as you get off the escalator.
Here's one just off the top of my head. When you get in the elevator... Make awkward eye contact with all the people in there and push all the buttons of the floors.
Right.
And then fart. And then just stand backwards staring at them all. Okay.
Here's one last one. Wear a string bikini on the Stairmaster.
Ooh, I'll try that.
Out.
Hey, we'd like to thank our awesome sponsors, Pizza Now, for giving us some good grub-a-dub-a-dub.
Dude, those guys are awesome. Go down there and order that meat market. Go and like them on Facebook, because sometimes you'll get on their Facebook, and you'll see right there on your wall, you'll see, like, come down and order a pizza, you get free pizza balls, man, and those things are a meal in itself. You could save those for tomorrow's lunch or even have them and then save the pizza for lunch and dinner tomorrow.
You know what really grinds my gears? There's no Pizza Now in Brownsville, and I see this status update on Facebook that says, come on down and get some pizza. I would gladly drive to Albany for a bonus Pizza Bites, but I wouldn't because
that's
the gas.
A long ways.
It is, you know, but there's no good pizza anywhere as close. So one of these days, Chris, one of these days to the moon with you, I might just fly down there and pick up some free balls because I love balls in my mouth.
Yeah, especially when they're filled. Especially when they're covered in garlic and butter, parmesan, and filled with pepperoni.
Please don't cut that part out and play it somewhere. Dustin is great with editing, so go down there or give them a call because, you know, they will deliver for a modest fee of $2.50 you order a minimum order of $15.
Dude, they're quick, man. Sometimes I'll get it here in like less than 15 minutes.
He'll just be pushing end on his fucking call and they'll knock it up. Pizza's here. Did you order a pizza, pepperoni pizza?
I think they got me time.
Well, here's the pizza.
Every day at 5:30.
And here's the pepperoni. Zip. Okay. Call them up at 541-928-0900 and call them. And call them. And then just smoke bowls all day.
Yeah, call them, Colin.
We were smoking bowls, and then we just smoked more bowls, and then we kept smoking bowls. 1705 Southeast Hill Street. It's good for making a pizza appetite, smoking bowls. Yeah. Usually no wait on large pepperoni or cheese, but if it's dark, don't try using the drive-up window because they have blocked it off, and it's now a backup window, or just park and get out of your car window.
Yeah. Get some exercise.
They're not like McDonald's. They would probably allow you to walk up to the drive-thru window.
They probably would.
Yeah. And they don't just have pizza. They've got wings.
Wings!
They drink a lot of Red Bull down there, apparently. You can get a 7-piece order of jumbo wings for $5.99.
That's good.
Or boneless wings, 8-piece.
Oh, I love boneless wings, man, because nothing makes you fly worse than boneless wings.
Dude, and they've got like 10 choices of sauce to toss it in. Buffalo, barbecue sauce, spicy barbecue sauce, bacon, honey, mustard, lemon, pepper, garlic, parmesan, teriyaki, Asian chili, and mango habanero.
And
flame sauce, too.
Do they have
garden salads, cheese bread?
Featherless wings?
All of their wings are featherless.
All right.
All their chicken parts have been plucked and cooked to perfection down there in Pizza Now. Hey, go to iTunes if you listen to us there and write us a review.
Yeah.
Give us 5 stars and say they suck because they talk about weird shit, like liking bowls in their mouth during a promo for their best sponsor and smoking bowls on Pond Bowls. If you're feeling generous, go to tagcastpodcast.com and click on the donate button because we need some money to keep this show. It's not free for us.
Yes, Al Scare Pigeon.
Yes, Al Scare Pigeon. And you could do some shopping at Amazon. We got a banner there. You just click on it. It takes you right to Amazon, but we get a little credit for sending you there. So, Hans, keep reading our Tumblr. We haven't put anything on there for a while.
606.
The number of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And this is our 206th episode, because now it's way easier to keep track. Because 601 was 201. Huh? Yeah, 601 is 201.
Yeah.
So now all of season 6 will be easy to know what episode we are on.
Yeah.
Or I can just go to Big and Loud Podcast and minus 52.
52.
It's like you count the chirps of the cricket and add 37.
Mm-hmm. And, like, that,
and if you guys don't know about metric,
you'll always know that's how many cards are in a pickle.
52. And if you don't know about metric conversion,
mm-hmm.
just double it and add 30.
All right. Really?
No, but it's close.
All right. So I'm going to go, all right, the double metric of one is
tolerance.
32.
Plus or minus.
See, that's close
because
zero is 32. But that's close.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 6 beers is like 30 metric beers.
What?
Wait, no, 40,
I'm going to start drinking metrically.
42 metric beers. And, like, you know, the speed limit, 55.
I can't drive that.
Well, if you, what about kilometers? Because that'd be like...
I don't know.
Double.
I'd have to advise my lawyer, Sammy Hagar,
that's
on how 110 fast drive in kilometers.
It'd be 140 kilometers is 55.
You think he sings that over there, though?
Where? I can't drive 140 kilometers.
Yeah, because if he said, I can't drive 55, they're over there going...
No shit, that's like 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, I was like, so, look, you know, man, you're really cool. You drive 55.
I can't drive 140.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't drive 25 miles an hour.
Stick around after the show if you haven't already turned off your thing. Because we're delirious.
Now, turn off your thing.
Well, I've heard that if you try to pee, you can turn your thing off. Like, if you've got an unwanted erection, just think about peeing. Oh, wait, that's backwards. If you have to pee, just think about fucking. And then you won't have to pee so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know that?
I didn't know that.
Hey, there's Flames again. Thanks for being on the show, bud.
Yeah, yeah.
Buddy. But yeah. I called him butt.
And then you called him buddy right after that.
That's because I wanted to cover. But you were supposed to notice. Sorry, the cat's out of the bag. Thanks for being on the show, butt buddy. Your brother calls people bud a lot, you know, which reminds me of, like, he called Lance that. He's like, hey, thanks for coming, bud. And Lance had just called me bud at practice a couple days before that, and he's like, oh, sorry. He's like, that's weird when someone calls you bud. He's like, oh, no, it kind of reminds me of Trailer Park Boys, because they're like, hey, come on, bud. Bud reminds me of work word. People at work, when you work at a big place, people always call you bud.
But so when somebody calls you bud, you're supposed to say, wise. And then somebody else will go,
waza!
Waza!
Whoa, sample that shit.
Waza!
That's the new sample for the Budweiser commercial.
Except in the middle of doing that, you vomit.
You guys ever watch Wreck-It Ralph?
No.
Wreck-It.
It's a kid movie, but it,
Wreck-It Ralph.
I find myself watching those with my...
He wrecks a lot of things, though.
He's a video
he?
Game guy. It's kind of like that Rampage game where you just smash buildings and break out windows and stuff.
It's, a little kid with a Tinker Toy set.
And so this movie is like a stop animation, like one of those cool Pixar probably thing. And it's got all these video game characters in it, like Bowser from Mario Kart. And Mario or whatever.
I thought he was from Sha-na-na.
Oh,
Sha-na-na. Sha-na-na-na.
Hey, hey, hey.
Mario.
That's not that band. Oh. But yeah, Wreck-It Ralph, if you have kids, watch it because it's got like adult-infused humor for the adults who have to watch this crazy stuff.
I got a little thing right down that line.
Get it.
All right, you know The Simpsons?
I do.
Dude, if you look on the internet, and they just recently talked about this, their writers are huge math nerds.
Yeah.
And they just wrote a book about all the math hidden Easter eggs in their episodes through the last 24 years.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to have to tell my friend Lodestone about that when I get him on the show. He's a Simpsons fanatic and encyclopedia brain.
Yeah, and so there's like... there's, like, scenes freeze-framed that probably have, like, mathematical funnies in it somewhere or something, or, like, little puzzles. And so they're just coming out now and saying this.
They're coming out of the math nerd closet.
24 years now, man. 24 seasons. That's a fucking lot.
Bart would be, like, 34.
That's if fucking they grew. A good... Yeah.
It's a good run.
It's a good portion of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Simpsons has been on longer than it hasn't been on in your life.
Yeah?
And in my life, too. Because I'm not 48.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
And never again will it be on for less than half your life.
Well, yeah, when you're 60.
Unless it's off the air.
Well, yeah, you think
because
it's going
to
keep...
Because then it'll be on
you
the
think
air
it's going to keep going for 30 years?
It'll be on 40 years then,
you
and
think?
You'll be 60.
Really? You think it'll keep going for 40 years?
No, did you think it would go for 24?
I didn't think about it.
I'll stop thinking about it going for 40
okay.
And you won't think about it.
All right, then. You got a good point there.
I bet it will.
If you let your hair
how
grow,
could it not?
Notice.
I mean, 24, what's going to slow it down now? When are they going to stop? 25? Doubtful.
They're never going to stop.
30? Man. Doubtful.
Doubt it.
It'll be soon that show has been on for half
of
generation
time.
Of color television.
Holy shit. Yeah.
It's not going to be that long.
No, 20.
Like 20 years, maybe.
That's not that long.
Huh.
We were just saying we couldn't believe it's been on that long, but I guess
how long
24,
has it been
years,
on?
24 years.
Holy shit, that's a long time.
That's not that long.
No, really. Oh.
What were you doing 24 years ago today?
24 years ago.
1989.
Yeah.
Hurry, you got 12 seconds.
I probably.
I was just learning to wipe by myself. 13.
All right.
Wow.
I was 21. Learned how to drink legally.
Wow.
Thanks for listening on this Freak Out Friday.
Rock on.
90 is when I
really came into remembering stuff.
No, I was 21. January of 90.
Later.
Hello, I'm Barry Longdo, and welcome to Celebrity Auditions.
Yay.
Tonight we are auditioning new singers for everyone's favorite 80s rock band, Loverboy. Are you ready? Our first auditioner has stretched genres over his entire career, Bob Dylan.
Thank you. Hit it, Bill.
When do I start?
Just go ahead anytime, whenever you're feeling good, Bob.
Okay. Everyone's watching to see what you will do. Everyone's looking at you. Oh. Everyone's wondering.
Bob, cut the music, band. Cut the music,
yeah,
band.
Everyone's trying.
Bob,
what's the matter?
This is probably not going to work out. Or probably,
everybody's
let's move on.
Looking,
no, Bob. All right, now coming up next, everyone's favorite metal band from the 80s, Metallica, ladies and goons, James Hetfield.
Yeah! What's happening? Barry, what's your name?
Barry Longdo.
Barry, yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, hit a band.
Where's Lars Ulrich, yeah. I start now, yeah?
Yeah, any time when the lyrics are going to start.
Everyone's watching to see what you would do, yeah. Everyone's looking at you. Whoa. Everyone's wondering Will you come out tonight? Yeah. Everyone's trying to get it right. Get it right. Everybody's working for the weekend, yeah. Everybody wants a new romance, yeah. Everybody's going off the deep end, yeah. Everybody out needs a sex change, yeah. Everybody, yeah. You want a piece of my heart, yeah.
I think you were getting a little ahead of yourself.
You want to stop on the stall, yeah.
You're getting a little ahead of yourself once the chorus is
you're
like
getting ahead of yourself, yeah.
You couldn't keep it down with
you
the woes.
You can't keep it down, whatever the fuck.
Your woes were getting a
I'm
little
I'm fucking out of here, yeah, because right. You're an asshole, yeah. Fuck you, Barry.
All right,
fuck
and that
you,
has
man.
Been this issue of Celebrity Auditions.
I'm walking out of here.
Wait. Nope, we got another contestant here. Wait. All right, from the alternative band of the 90s, direct from Liverpool, Les Claypool.
Hello.
All right, you ready to give this a try? All right, here we go. You know our lyrics, darling. Let's try, Les. Quiet back there. Quiet back there, James.
Everyone, watching to see what you'll do. Everyone's looking at you. Oh? Everyone's wondering, will you come out tonight? Everybody's trying to get it right. Get it right. Yeah.
I'm liking this. I think we got it. Let's cut it. We got a winner.
What?
Les Claypool is gonna be the new vocalist for
Fuck
Loverboy.
Fuck that shit, yeah, that's bullshit.
James will find you a project, James, I promise.
I will find you, Les Claypool, yeah.
We'll find you a project one of these days, James. We'll just have to keep on trying you and Bob.
He tried out the bass guitar, yeah. Metallica. Fuck Les Claypool.
Maybe next week we have Air Supply coming in. Maybe we can get you a gig with those guys.
Fuck that shit, yeah. I'm gonna get here.
Hey, all you taggots. Do you mind if I call you a taggot?
Or is that derogatory?
I'm going to tell you what's going on in the next few weeks and months as far as shows, comedy, rock and roll, heavy metal, stuff like that, in case you might want to go out and do stuff. I think it's kind of a short list. I don't have my shit together. But every second Friday of the month, there's a comedy show at Cornucopia, which is 5th and Pearl in Eugene, hosted by Mike McGowan. I've heard it called pantsless comedy. I did comedy there, but I had my pants on. It's always got a great lineup, so check that out. September 25th, it's comedy night at the Duck Inn with Alex Elkin and myself. That's me, Terry Gow. It's a 9 o'clock show. It's free. You got to be 21 to get in, though. The 26th of September, it's Bellwitch, Hallow, and Mike Scheit solo acoustic set at Tiny Tavern. That's 3rd and Blair in Eugene, 9 p.m. show, 21 and over. Could be a couple dollars to get in. Could be free. I'm not sure, but either way, it'd be worth it. The 28th is a Saturday. This coming Saturday, Necryptic World of Lies and Existential Depression at Black Forest. A free show starts at 10 o'clock, maybe 9, but usually 10 o'clock shows there. They're always free, no cover charge. 21 and over. October 4th at the Wow Hall, it's Brian Posehn doing stand-up comedy with Derek Sheen, also a stand-up comedian. Drew and Marcus from the Donkey Show will get to do comedy sets opening for those guys as well. So go online and check for tickets for that. October 8th, Michael Fronte and Spearhead at McDonald Theater. Haven't heard a lot from them, but I have a few friends who like them, so I like to keep you informed on that. I try to look at my other scribblings as I talk. Diamond Head and Raven are playing at the Hawthorne Theater October 11th, and my friend Joseph Wickstrom, he plays for Nether Regions, they're getting to open for Diamond Head and Raven, so that's pretty cool. Also opening for Neurosis pretty soon. I don't have the information on that, but I will collect it and get it to you. October 11th also, Orange Goblin at Mississippi Studios. That's part of the 3-day Fall into Darkness Doom Festival put on by Nathan Carson up there in Portland at the 10th through the 13th of October. See what else? Guar, October 15th, with Whitechapel and a couple other bands also at the Hawthorne Theater. October 19th, probably the last time Bikini will be playing at the Dixie for a while. That's a Saturday night for the Willamette Valley local music scene's second anniversary party. Also performing is Sick Man, the Alice in Chains tribute band, and a band from Portland called Slow Motion Pornography, which is an awesome band name. That's a free show, 9 o'clock, Dixie Creek Saloon. Let's just come out and have one last awesome time. Would you just come out with us, please? Please? November 26th, Morbid Angel at the Hawthorne Theater. My friend Tony Avila, Tony Pasapadero from World of Lies will be opening that show. You can get tickets from Tony. It'd be better than buying them from, like, the ticket place, because you'll save money and you will benefit my friend. And they have an awesome band. October 13th, skip this one, Creator and Overkill Hawthorne Theater. Lots of good shows are coming up. I think Bleepin' Funny at Sambon's Garage is the last Saturday of October, which I believe is the 27th in October, if my brain calendar works correctly. That's a clean comedy show. You get all the laughs without all the vulgarity. We bleep ourselves. It's awesome. It's hosted by Leanne Joshua. And I think that's about it for now. So thanks for listening, you guys. I promise to gather more shows, because even though I stretch that out to the normal amount of time, I left a lot of stuff out because I'm a slacker. But thanks for listening to our show, the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Get back to it. And as Jesse from Breaking Bad would say, bitches!